Well, our time coming up to 4:30 this afternoon on Lake 88. As we mentioned, we've got the Smiths Falls Community Theater all set with another presentation, this time called Butterflies Are Free. And we have a couple of the actors who will be on stage as part of that presentation with us this afternoon. Donna Howard is with us. Donna, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks, Brian.
Good to have you with us. And also Nikki Hayes is here as well, another actor with the show. Nikki, welcome to Lake 88.
Thank you very much.
Nikki, maybe we'll start off with you to tell us a little bit about this particular play, Butterflies Are Free. A lot of folks have heard of it before, but just reacquaint us with the play, if you could.
Yeah, it's this wonderful story of a young blind boy who moves to New York City all by himself, and he's got the overbearing mother who comes into the picture a little bit later, and it's kind of a dramatic and comedic story. He meets a very young, free-spirited neighbor who I play, the ingenue, and it's just a wonderful coming-of-age story and different characters.
Yeah. Now, Donna, you're part of that ensemble as well, and you're the mother, right?
The slightly overbearing mother who's well-intentioned but probably not being as open-minded as she could be.
Well,
and clearly throughout the play, her eyes are opened by not judging quite so much as she has been in the past and being open to a different dynamic for her son, who she's had to protect all these years.
So everybody's learning in the play.
We are.
Yeah.
And I'm learning that the sexy little girl next door has a little bit more depth to her than I would have thought at the beginning. And clearly my attitude changes throughout the play.
Now, this is a rather tight ensemble. When we're talking about, I guess, just four actors, Nikki, that's not a lot on stage, is it?
No, it's really not. You've got the two lead characters who are on pretty much the entire time. And other than that, the other two characters come in the second act, and there's some ensemble scenes and kind of in and out of doors. It's a very tight cast.
Yeah. And Donna, I can't fathom with such a small cast, the number of lines that you'd have to rehearse, just memorizing all those interactions, etc. But after a while, I guess it takes its own pace, right? It picks its own kind of mood to the whole thing.
Yes, and we all learn differently. I think Garrett, probably one of the main protagonist in the play. Linda was just mentioning yesterday when he was 5 years old and in his first play, he was at the door. He had a very small part, but he learned everybody else's lines. And so he's actually great in the play. He knows our lines as well as ours before we do. So he has a big role there. So
right. So name the full names of the other two actors that are with you on stage.
There's Garrett Piper.
Okay.
He plays the protagonist. He's Don. And Lucas Tennant, who does a lot of plays here in Perth, he's the director of the play that my character Jill auditions for.
Yeah, okay. So some familiar names to a lot of folks. And, of course, when you mentioned Linda, you were talking about the director, and that's Linda Daniluk. And, of course, she's done a number of presentations for the Smiths Falls Community Theater.
She has. She's an integral part of the theater. Catherine Coleman has also had a big role in the last few weeks, and Tim Bessillon is the assistant director for the play. So it's actually a slightly broader director group this time than you would normally have. And clearly, Nikki and Garrett and Lucas are all self-directed. I need a little bit more guidance, but It's been a great working team.
Yeah, which is good. Well, best of luck as you kick it off on Friday night. So it's Friday night and Saturday night at 7:30.
That's right.
And then the 2 p.m. matinees. And those matinees sell extremely well, don't they?
They are.
Yeah, the Sundays. And you'll be finishing up with a matinee the following weekend as well.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So tickets are available right now, and you can check out all the times, ticket details at smithsfallstheater.com, the website. And it is premiering on April 27th, so that is Friday night, as we mentioned, at 7:30. Butterflies Are Free from the Smiths Falls Community Theater.